The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Samuel Essen
and Doreen Ampofun.
In the headlines, President Mahama appeals to Burkinabes to remain calm as ECOWAS endeavors to restore normalcy. ECOWAS summit on Ebola opens in Accra today. Effective structures to ensure women's participation in public discourse advocated. President Obama and U.S. Senate's new Republican leader promised to collaborate in the interest of democracy. And 43 suspects arrested in Pakistan over killing of Christian couple. First, the summary with Doreen Ampofo.
ECOWAS Chair President John Mahama has assured Burkinabes that everything will be done to return the country to normalcy. He appealed to citizens who lost relatives in the protests to be calm and allow peace to prevail. Meanwhile, heads of state and government of the Economic Community of West African States will this morning hold an emergency meeting in Accra. Expert panelists at a forum organized by Media Foundation for West Africa in Accra have called for the establishment of an effective mechanism and structure that targets women participation in public discourse. They believe that the passage of the Affirmative Action Bill with strong institutions will encourage more women to fully participate in the decision-making process. And U.S. President Barack Obama says he is eager to work with a new Congress to make the next 2 years as productive as possible. Senate's new Republican leader Mitch McConnell and President Barack Obama have both promised to end the political gridlock that frustrates American voters.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
The news in detail. Burkina Faso's political parties have agreed that the country's political transition should last a year, followed by elections in November next year. But the crisis talks in the capital Ouagadougou ended without a deal on who would head a transitional government. The military has been in charge since President Blaise Compaoré was forced to quit last week amid mass protests. The presidents of Ghana, Nigeria, and Senegal mediated the talks. ECOWAS Chair President John Mahama said the authority will do everything possible to return Burkina Faso to normalcy. President Mahama appealed to citizens who lost relatives and friends in the mass protest to take it easy and allow peace to reign. Burkina Faso will be the focus of main discussions in today's ECOWAS summit in Accra.
On the 30th of this month, there was an incident in which the people of Burkina Faso rose up to defend the sanctity of their constitution. We've held discussions with every single identifiable group of Burkina society. We have had very comprehensive discussions, and the result is the communique. We will be returning to Accra to brief the ECOWAS summit that is taking place on the results of our visit. The joint team will also come to Accra to participate in the briefing of the ECOWAS summit. But I wish to assure you that the team will return immediately after the ECOWAS summit and work together with you until we have achieved the steps that have been identified in the communique. As soon as those steps have been achieved, and I hope that will be in the shortest possible time, we will come back and join you here for the installation of a transitional government that will lead Burkina Faso for the next 1 year until elections are held and a substantive president and new National Assembly are installed. I can understand that the incident that occurred and the unfortunate loss of life has been a very painful and unpleasant experience for many of us. But I wish to enjoin you to overcome any pain or unpleasantness that has occurred in order that we can embrace each other and move forward. We cannot achieve a unilateral outcome if it doesn't embrace all members of Burkina society. I expect that in days rather than weeks, we'll be able to agree on a transitional arrangement so that we can install an administration that will take charge of the reins of Burkina Faso and steer the nation forward. Continue to exercise the restraint that you have done until the team returns from the ECOWAS summit to come and continue the discussions with you. And it is my hope that in the next few days, I'll be able to return here to witness the installation of a transitional government that would lead Burkina Faso over the next 1 year to the next elections that we envisage should take place by November 2015.
ECOWAS Chair, President John Mahama. Although the Burkinabe crisis talks in the Ouagadougou ended without a deal on who would head the transitional government, leaders issued a communique which will guide activities in that country. We bring you details of the five-point communique.
The meeting concluded that the suspension of the constitution must immediately be lifted for the Constitutional Council to declare a power vacancy and the next steps for establishing a transitional government taken. Also, Burkina Faso must designate by consensus a suitable eminent civilian to lead the transition. They must also form a transitional government for a one-year period. The communique suggested the organization of a presidential and legislative elections by November 2015. Again, the security of all Burkinabes, including political party leaders, members of the defunct government and National Assembly, must be guaranteed with the protection of human rights and individual choices.
Those were details of a communique issued in Ouagadougou after the crisis talks.
Now, ECOWAS heads of state and governments of the Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, will this morning hold an emergency meeting in Accra. The two-day meeting, which is a follow-up to the health minister's meeting held also in Accra, will discuss the Ebola disease and the recent crisis in Burkina Faso. Officers of the World Health Organization, WHO, and the Center for Disease Control will also be attending the meeting.
Major roads in some parts of Accra will be blocked to motorists today and tomorrow. This is to ensure a successful ECOWAS meeting on Ebola to be held at the Mövenpick Hotel in Accra. We bring you details of the routes that will be blocked.
The traffic from Mövenpick Hotel to airport traffic light on the Independence Avenue has been closed to the public. Traffic on the Liberation Road approaching the National Theatre traffic light has also been diverted onto the Vans route to make the tour from the Accra Polytechnic to the Ministry's area. Traffic from the Liberia Road is diverted onto the Castle Road through the AU Circle through Rich Runabout to various destinations. On the Independence Avenue between AU Circle and Novotel, traffic is on the single carriage way in both directions. The Independence Avenue route has been converted into a one-way and segregated to allow smooth passage of VVIP convoys.
A news desk report.
A senior lecturer at the Ghana School of Law, Maxwell Opoku-Agyeman, says he does not subscribe to the practice where the Speaker of Parliament is always sworn in as President anytime the President and the Vice President are out of the country. In his view, technological advancement has made it easy for the President to communicate and also take decision when he's out of the country. He has therefore suggested a second look at the Constitution for a possible review.
The president of National Association of Graduate Teachers, NAGRAT, Christian Adaipoku, says most government schools could not report to work because they were unaware the strike had been called off. He therefore asked parents to allow their children to report to school from today. He also urged teachers to go to the classroom. He spoke with George Asekere on Behind the News.
The response to work today will not be as encouraging as it should have been because the strike within strike had not been officially called off. It was called off after our meeting with National Labour Commission, and that means the information has gone down directly to our members that they should go back to school. And I expect that to the children also here that the teachers are back to school and they come to school, they will be effective teaching and learning.
Does it mean that the ruling by the court did not affect the strike within strike?
It did not, because there were two different issues. The teachers were on strike, first on pensions with their colleague unions in the other sectors. Besides that, the teachers also went on strike in demand for certain things that their employer had denied them besides the pension. And so when the personal workers opened their workplaces by that court ruling, they still did not fault the teachers because the teachers had declared another strike. And so they were still on strike until when the issues were somehow resolved.
For some media people that went around, some classrooms were empty. So are we getting the impression that probably the students or pupils knew that you were striking within strike, and so the calling off of the strike did not necessarily imply that you will be in the classroom?
It may be one of the factors. Before the call off, the impression has already been created that the strike within strike will still continue should the forum strike end, and vice versa. So I'm not surprised that a lot of people interpreted it that way, and rightly so, because we did not officially call off the strike within strike.
President of NAGRAT, Christian Adaipoku.
The General Secretary of the Industrial and Commercial Workers Union, ICU, Solomon Kute, says the 8 out of the 12 unions that have called off their strike, given government a week's ultimatum, are in the right direction. Speaking to Radio Ghana in the Shayo Sudoku district, he said the one-week ultimatum should not be seen as a threat, as some labor experts are saying. He spoke to Patricia T.
There are regulators in place. If you don't want MPRA to play their role as regulators, then let's hear what the court will tell us. We believe it's going to be a waste of time. We believe government is in debt. There are regulators in place. If you don't want MPRA to play their role as regulators, then let's hear what the court will tell us. We believe it's going to be a waste of time. We believe government is in debt, and it's a way to have a ventilation to mop up and see how it can pay what it owes under this session, because the monies are not there to be given to the trustees. That's all that we are seeing.
8 of them called off their strike. Giving government a one-week ultimate, what do you say to that?
You see, the call of the strike, everybody should understand, we don't litigate it perpetually. Here we are, anytime you trigger a strike, it is to enable you have the attention that you deserve. You notice this government will never listen to anybody until you go on strike. And now that they are willing to talk, it is only proper on behalf of labor to also say, now let's get to table a reason. That is why we have given just a period of 1 week. Anything short of that, we will come back and aggravate the situation again.
I'm talking about a threat by saying that the 1 week ultimatum seems like sort of a threat.
It is a one agenda program. This is not a lot of issues to be discussed. It's about allowing private participation of employees' choice to a fund management. That's about it all. There are no issues that we are going to import to the table. And we believe if government is sincere and want to look straightly into the face of the act, this can be resolved even in a 24-hour continuous working system.
Now, he said it is clear that government is playing with the future of public sector workers, since the issues raised by the 12 unions on the second tier pension are not being given the needed attention.
It's unfortunate government have decided to test a new act that is barely 4 years and is taking it to court, and taking it to court to do just a selection of what it feels a particular interpretation should go. Even though in the view of labor, we see that move of government to be wrong. Wrong because the new birth of this act is to allow the private participation of the individual employees and then their management. Because previously what we had is government-led, total state and total government. So if they still want to have dominance and control over the management of the funds of the second tier, they will have better state at the old state, because nothing new then is taking place.
That was the General Secretary of the Industrial and Commercial Workers Union, ICU, Solomon Kute, talking to Patricia Chi.
This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories. President Mahama appeals to Burkinabes to remain calm as ECOWAS endeavors to restore normalcy. ECOWAS Summit on Ebola opens in Accra today. Effective structures to ensure women's participation in public discourse advocated. President Obama and U.S. Senate's new Republican leader promised to collaborate in the interest of democracy. And 43 suspects arrested in Pakistan over killing of Christian couple. Do stay tuned. Welcome back. Establishing an effective mechanism and structure that targets women's participation in public discourse and passing the Affirmative Action Bill with strong institutions will encourage more women to fully participate in the decision-making process. These were some recommendations made by expert panelists at a forum organized by Media Foundation for West Africa in Accra. The panelists, who were from the media and political parties, debated issues that will empower women. A report by Mary Atule and Selom Tali.
51% of Ghana's population is made up of women. Among these women, only 20% are involved in public discourse. This is a concern for feminist activists who think measures must be put in place to encourage women to actively participate in public discourse. They said building stronger institutions to encourage women must be put in place to correct what they call the anomaly. The Deputy Minister for Gender, Children and Social Protection, John Akon, said women are very significant in the development process of every country. As such, they need to be pushed to perform their roles effectively for economic growth. The panelists who took turns in discussing media and women participation in public discourse in the country were very passionate about the way women are still sidelined in this democratic era. The first was the executive director of Abantu for Development, Dr. Rose Mensah-Kutin. She said when women are sidelined, the nation's development continues to be underdeveloped. The national women's organizer of the NPP, Otiko Jaba, said for women to fully participate in public discourse, there is the need for political will from government, civil organizations, as well as men and women.
For women's participation in Ghana to be actual, we need huge votes of conscientization and education. Just as we manage the home, we shall manage the district, we shall manage the nation, we shall manage the world.
The vice presidential candidate of the PPP in the 2012 elections, Eva Loco, said women are always marginalized and it is high time the right thing is done for women to take their position.
One of the things that really annoys me is these positions of women, this women organizer, women commissions. It's a way of deceiving the women, thinking that they are being mainstream. They are not getting anything out of it. Because just like take it and keep quiet. When is this going to change?
The Member of Parliament for Abeokuta West, Asla Owusu Ekufo, said women have an opinion that needs to be expressed. The National Women Organizer for NDC, Anita DiSoso, also had this to say.
If we believe ourselves and work close with the men, respect them, let them know this world belongs to all of us.
An editor at Joy FM, Jifa Bampo, who represented the media, expressed her views.
Women have a lot of apathy. They don't seem to be interested in serious issues, and so their contribution to issues of national concern seems limited. They restrict themselves to comfort zones, sometimes the softer side of their mandate. There's also the challenge of their inability to reach out and build networks and alliances. The effect is that sometimes they may develop enemies, and I use enemies advisedly. There's also the challenge of being unwilling to inconvenience oneself for a program or for an interview or to provide information.
Some of the recommendations at the forum include the need to conscientize society from the home and schools to understand that women are equal to men. Society should therefore get the men to accept women as leaders.
That report was filed by Mary Atule and Selom Tali.
Five companies have presented checks and items worth 91,500 cedis to support the National Farmers Day celebration slated for December 5 this year. The companies are Exim Guarantee, Winka, Kokax Impex Limited, Interplast, and Oboba FM. Receiving the items on behalf of the Planning Committee in Accra, Deputy Minister of Food and Agriculture in charge of crops, Dr. Ahmed Al-Hassan, lauded the efforts of these organizations, saying the major challenge confronting the committee is funding.
The generosity shown by Interplast, Exim Guarantee, Kokax, and Winka is much welcome. The Farmers Day celebration organization is facing some serious challenges financially. We have a budget of about 5 million Ghana cedis to meet. Central government budget alone cannot meet all the needs, and that is why on an annual basis we have to make an appeal to agribusinesses and corporate bodies to come to the aid of the Minister of Food and Agriculture and the Minister of Fisheries and Aquaculture Development so that we can support our farmers who toil day and night to keep our food security guaranteed forever. And in particular, those who import agro-processed products to market. We want to encourage our farmers to produce enough so that the businesses will be generated within the country, and there may be no need to import food items that will have a competitive and a comparative advantage to produce within the countries.
Some of the donor organizations shared the rationale for supporting the National Farmers Day celebration with Radio Ghana.
Interplast Limited has donated 10,000 Ghana CDs towards assisting making this year's Farmers' Day a resounding success. We sincerely hope that this year's Farmers' Day at Efiriaso will be a resounding success.
Coming from Oboba FM, this year we are giving 30,000 Ghana CDs worth of airtime for farmers' adverts, farmers' campaigns, farmers' talk shows. This is our motivation to give back to the society and also help farmers. We feel that they should grow more.
Our core business is to support the SMEs in Ghana, and we see the agri sector as one of them.
You had some donor organizations who donated towards the National Farmers Day celebration.
The chief executive of the Environmental Services Providers Association, Mrs. Amma Furi Entry, has called on government to remain focused to its international and local commitments on sanitation. These commitments must translate into improving sanitation in the country. Mrs. Ofori Entry said reports of Ebola in some African countries make it imperative for government to strongly partner the private sector to initiate and implement programs on sanitation. She was addressing participants in the MOLE 25 conference in Accra. A report by Gloria Anderson and Patience Kui.
MOLE conference was initiated in 1989 as an NGO forum where issues on sanitation and water were discussed. The forum, as years went on, developed into what is known today as the MOLE series. The conference has attracted government, donors and other stakeholders who contribute on annual basis knowledge and funds to address critical issues affecting rural communities in Ghana. The chief executive of the Environmental Services Providers Association, Mrs. Amma Ofori Entry, raised concern about the economic effect that poor sanitation can have on any country. Citing the recent cholera outbreak and the huge record of deaths, Mrs. Ofori Entry said government must begin to take issues of sanitation seriously and acknowledge that the sanitation sector is expensive and commit enough resources to that sector.
I want to challenge the government, and I want to just sign a caution to the government. Government cannot leave sanitation solely in the hands of private sector. It's a shared responsibility. The government definitely has to come in and help with the intervention. So I would recommend that the government be fully responsible for management of final disposal sites and all the MMDAs. That way, the refuse once collected will be hauled to the final disposal site.
That was the chief executive of the Environmental Services Providers Association, Mrs. Amma Ofori Entry.
The parliament has given the Minister of Youth and Sports, Mahama Ayarege, a two-week ultimatum to furnish the house with the total cost incurred on the Black Stars at the 2014 World Cup. The directive was given by the first Deputy Speaker of Parliament, Eboba Tinubu, in reaction to a response given by the minister to a question on the Stars' expenses, which stood in the name of the MP for Abeokuta North, Justice Joe Appiah. Mr. Ayarega said the Presidential Commission is probing the same matter and so praised the House to wait for the findings of the Commission to be made ready as it will look into the cost of the Stars' participation.
The matter is, in my opinion, a simple and straightforward one. There's a person that is asking for information, and I have come to the House to tell the House that the executive arm of government, of which I am a part, has put in place a mechanism for ascertaining that information, and that is the Constitutional Commission of Inquiry. And therefore, the House should wait for that process to terminate, and the information will be made available to the which I will bring to this House. And I have sought to make a point that that instrument is a perfectly legitimate constitutional instrument which is not only available to the executive, but is equally available to the legislature.
This answer from the minister did not go down well with some MPs. The minority leader, Sir Chairman Sabunzu, said previous committee set up had yielded little results, and so the House has to be given full disclosure on the matter.
I'm happy that the minister is coming with a plea to Parliament. Now, we say in Parliament that we should allow him not to make the full disclosure. because the matter is pending before a commission of certain grounds. Mr. Speaker, the response from Parliament to him should be that we don't agree. We don't agree with this prayer. We don't agree with this prayer. We should come with a full disclosure. Mr. Speaker, I would deal with you with someone to indicate to the minister that his prayer cannot be answered. Parliament, they should come with a full disclosure. And if he fails to comply, that conduct of the minister, the speaker, should be questioned.
That was Minority Leader Seche Mensabunzi. In his ruling, Mr. Badenoch said since the question was admitted before the commission was set up and in order to strengthen the institution of parliament, the minister ought to provide the finances on the Black Stars' participation. This will in no way be prejudicial to the commission's work.
We'll be back after this break. The rest of the news. The U.S. Senate's new Republican leader and President Barack Obama have both promised to end the political gridlock that frustrates American voters. The election campaign was characterized by widespread frustration expressed by voters about the inability of Congress to work together. Republicans made historic gains in the midterm elections and now control both legislative chambers. Incoming Senate leader Mitch McConnell said he would make the ineffective Senate function and pass bills.
Now, thousands of Mexicans have been marching through the streets to protest against the slow pace of investigations into the whereabouts of 43 missing student teachers. They disappeared after clashing with police in the southwestern state of Guerrero more than 5 weeks ago. University students have begun a 72-hour strike in support of the teachers.
Pakistani police have arrested at least 43 suspects in connection with the killing of a Christian couple accused of desecrating the Quran. Reports say the couple were beaten to death by hundreds of locals who then burnt their bodies at the brick-making site where they worked in Punjab province. Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif called the murders an unacceptable crime.
Now to end the news, the main points again. First, ECOWAS Chair President John Mahama has assured Burkinabes that everything will be done to return the country to normalcy. He appealed to citizens who lost relatives in the protest to be calm and allow peace to prevail. Meanwhile, heads of state and governments of the Economic Community of West African States will this morning hold an emergency meeting in Accra. Expert panelists at a firm organized by Media Foundation for West Africa in Accra have called for the establishment of an effective mechanism and structure that targets women participation in public discourse. And U.S. President Barack Obama says he's eager to work with the new Congress to make the next 2 years as productive as possible. The news was presented by Doreen Ampofo
and Samuel Essa in Accra.